Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Everyone recognize that voice. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. We are joined by the one, the only, I can't even believe I'm saying these words and that she's here with us today, Miss Sarah Frazier.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Well, I feel the same way, David Yontef.
I mean, before we get to the Scandoval, before we talk more about the Scandoval, we have to talk about, you know, listen, it's not about me. Listen, you know, I love to talk about it from the producer business aspect. Let's talk about lawyers. You know, everyone's this and that.
You know, good lawyers. And you are a lawyer, so you have good insight. Yeah. You want to talk, you're talking the Brandy Glanville, right? Lawyer thing.
Yeah. I'm talking like this one said this. This is how I just love to be like, this is how the real world works, people. not in an insulting way, but like, yeah, like, bitch has lawyered up, as would I. I've said this before. Now, I think, this is what I think, and we'll get into Brandy's statement from the lawyer. I believe, because after this happened, I was like, hey, everyone, I think Carolyn's going to sue. Well, guess what? She's really quiet over there. So I think either she's suing Bravo, and we're all going to hear about it, or she is got money and signed whatever to shut up. And that's what I think. No one will ever... That is what I think. Now, moving along, because we don't even know what happened, I believe Brandy's statement actually says that she was told not to contact lawyers. I'm sure she was, by Shed Media, the same people that do Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Real Housewives of New York City.
Huge, yes.
They do Girls Trip. I believe that she was told, you know, don't contact lawyers. But I also believe that Brandy, look, I stand by... Once you involve lawyers and are litigious, yes, everyone can leave your comments that Monique sued Netflix and now she's on it. Sure. You could even refer to the conversation Miss Sarah Frazier and I had a few weeks ago that NeNe leaks. Who knows if Atlanta is in the fucking toilet and it's like a dump and you're flushing it next season and you're flushing a couple more seasons. I don't know. I don't think NeNe will ever be back because she sued the network, but stranger things have happened. But I still think as a whole, when you involve lawyers, it's you don't just get back on the network. You don't that easily. Now, I believe that Brandy did take a step back and try to like call the network. And I think I'm making up my own backstory, but I think after like a week, 2 weeks, they probably weren't so gracious to Brandy's phone calls. And I think once you sit in it and no one is returning your calls, I think Brandy, the light went on. And it's like, I might, as David and Sarah have been saying, I've listened to David and Sarah's podcast because I'm Brandy. And of course I listened, that maybe I am done with the network and NBC. And to me, it's like, if you are done, if you are truly done and they're never going to use you again, it's like, yeah, lawyer up, bitch. That's a smart move. So this is how lawsuits work. So Carolyn could claim whatever she wants all day. Now Brandy's lawyers are basically painting her like a slut. Now I could take those words back and we could read the statement.
Oh, you do? You think they're painting her? I read that as they...
No, not Brandy. I think they're painting Carolyn as like a loose woman who loved this.
Oh, yeah. I do too. From Brandy's lawyer statement, yeah. 100%. They say, exactly, well, it's interesting. They're trying to force Bravo's hand, right? They want the tapes released. Release the tape. If Brandy is so predatory, let's see it. Because, exactly, they claim that Carolyn Manzo, I guess, was there drinking. People have been smoking weed all day. And Manzo was basically saying, I've never really been with a woman, but I kind of want to be with one now or whatever. Laughing, flirting, the bathroom scene came out, everything was great, talked to people, said everything was great, and then, you know, along the way has backtracked. So, yeah, it's certainly the way they paint it is like it's Shed Media's fault and Carolyn Manzo was a willing participant and then changed her tune at some point. And they're saying, okay, great. Show us why she suddenly changed her tune. Like what? Because she was all gung-ho and all about it and all on Brandy and on this girl-on-girl action and then changed her mind. My opinion, you know, I think Carolyn Manzo has this like kind of family mama bear type thing. So if she was drunk and high, again, this is just my opinion and allegedly I have no proof of any of this. This is just a complete, could this happen? She probably starts down the girl on girl track and then she's like, wait a minute, I'm a grandmother, like I can't be doing this, and then totally changes her mind, which I mean, you have the right to change your mind. I guess it's just, you know, does that make it, I don't know that makes Brandy predatory or not, you know, like they said, roll the tape, let's see what was on the unedited tape, because that would be proof, I would think, of if there's an issue or not.
I mean, this is how lawsuits work, people. Look, this is why, and I'm not saying rightfully so. I'm just saying true victims, and I'm not saying Carolyn is or not, because we don't know, but this is why true victims of rape and sexual assault don't come forward. Because this is, you know, you go to a lawyer and they say, you have to be ready. Like you're going to get on the stand and they are going to paint you as this. This is how it always works. So you should come forward if you're truly violated, but you gotta buckle up and just, you know, a lot of times people that are true victims are like, I don't have that. I mean, in me to do, I mean, I would be like, I don't say anything you want about me. Let's fry this motherfucker. But this is how it works. This is how it works. So I don't know what, you know, Caroline expected, whether she's valid or not. I don't know. I really don't know. I have no horse in this race, but this is how it works. They're going to paint you like a loose woman who, yeah, gave a thumbs up. Yeah, man. And I never kissed a girl and liked it until today, baby. Or these other things.
To your point, we don't even have any proof that Carolyn made a complaint, right? We just have the we have the knowing facts that Carolyn and Brandy left the trip early, but we don't really know why, right? We don't know if Carolyn complained, if Shed Media shut it down. We don't know, right?
Carolyn went home on her own. Brandy was sent to the hotel and then sent home. Yeah, I mean, I think, right, Carolyn is never, I think we know that she said something to them, I think, but she's never said anything out loud in the media to anyone. So that we don't know. And to your point, right, they're asking for, I mean, it's a very smart move. And they're saying to Shed Media and Bravo, like, you know, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You ply women with liquor all day. And look, a lot of things they're saying are truth of how this works. You ply them with liquor all day and right. And like, shame on you for allowing this narrative to be out there. And how could you not have shut this down? Like, where is the statement? And Brandy's lawyer is going so far as to say, you're doing this for ratings. You're doing this to create the narrative so that everyone tunes in droves when this show comes out. Like, this is extremely irresponsible that you're letting this narrative go on about an innocent woman, you know, just for ratings after plying these people with liquor all day. Now, I'm just And so I'm not saying I'm not taking any sides. I'm just saying this is a good lawyer. This I'm going to, I, you don't think I've taken the note of this Mr. Damian West ESQ and Mr. I mean, I don't even think that's the person. I think that's Lisa Shannon is at the, no, it's Duncan Levin. These are the people at Bravo because Lisa Shannon's high up at Bravo. So look, it goes back to what I'm saying. I mean, do I think we're not going to see Girls Trip 4? I mean, I've said that so many times. Look, I don't think we're not, but how do we see it now? How do we see it? Because you're not going to be able to edit the tape that this person is requesting, whether they get it or you have to hand it over. Now we get into legal things. But eventually, if there's some lawsuit, there is raw footage somewhere. So I agree. It's a great tactic. And now if that is handed over or that exists, how is this show now going to be edited? Because if you were going to edit it one way, now isn't that a lawsuit? If you're already asking for that, how are you going to edit this a certain way when there's a lawyer involved now? A lawyer is going to say like, yeah, we're actually suing you because look at how this is portrayed and this is not at all what happened. There's certainly a way to edit this that one side looks predatory or less predatory, right? So now we have a raw footage being requested. How are we going to see something on the screen that's anything less than exactly, I don't know. Look,
are you basically getting at that this lawsuit that Brandy's lawyers have filed is almost a way to, they're not going to show the footage at all? Is that what you think is behind this?
I think it doesn't help them showing it. I don't know. This is a big fucking mess. It's a big mess. Now, it's just like you and I have talked about. You come on my podcast, you don't like it, you want edits, this and that. I mean, the bridge is burned.
Yeah.
Like when you spend and when you waste an hour of my fucking time, I'm sending this out because as we talk about, I'm of the people. So you don't want this episode aired, I don't give a fuck. It's being aired. So I'm sure that Bravo is not going to just scrap like $250,000 times 8. You know, and production value and renting and flying. It's a lot of money that was put into this filming of this Girls Trip 4. So I don't think we're not going to see it. It's going to cost a lot of money. Although, did you just see recently Julia Roberts having horrible screen testing for Shakespeare? She was supposed to be Shakespeare in Love instead of Gwyneth Paltrow. It cost them $6 million, the studio and Julia. I don't know if they had to pay her. I don't know how. I didn't read the article. But like, so look, it's a huge network, NBC. They might just have to eat whatever costs based on the exposure. But this is the stuff I love. This is why people listen to us, Sarah, because we like to break the fourth wall and talk about real fucking life. This is real life here. This is the type of shit I love. Remember you told me last week to get inspired?
Yes.
A scandal and who cheated on who. I mean, we'll talk about that. Yes. I'm not over it. I'm just like, come on, guys. Let's talk about bigger things.
Right. People have affairs all the time.
Even though we're going to talk about it soon, because that's all you guys want to talk about. And mama needs to eat. But I don't know. I mean, how are we going to see Girls Trip 4 when now there's a lawyer that's wanting edited? I mean, Bravo, tisk, tisk, tisk. How are you going to edit this? Because Brandy's going to be watching and so is her lawyer. So look, I don't know, girl. I don't know. And listen,
genius play by Brandy. And I think to your point, I think you've said it from the start. I don't think we're going to see Brandy back on Bravo for a very long time. I mean, I think this
is probably
it. Yeah. So I think to Brandy's point, what does she have to lose? Like you ought to go big, go home. Maybe you can get a settlement.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. So I had another great Vanderpump Rules party. Listen, we are all engrossed in the scandal, right? It's all we want to talk about here behind the velvet rope. And my parties have now become a regular thing, and it's great because last minute when I throw this all together, you don't think I plan this, even though it happens every week ahead of time. I order the pizzas and then I go to Drizzly for the alcohol. I'm a good host. You have to provide alcohol, right? Listen, Drizzly is amazing. It's the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits and have it delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. Are you as busy as I am? You don't have time to go to the alcohol store. You know, Drizzly is the number one app for alcohol delivery. And it's not just that the alcohol comes so quickly. They have every type of alcohol you pretty much want, such a wide variety of a selection. And I love that they basically are economical. They shop across multiple stores to compare prices, and they really find the best deals on what you're looking for. Vodka, tequila, after dinners, wine, champagne, everything you could imagine. So the next time you're having people over or maybe having a nightcap by yourself, download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizzly.com, the number one app for alcohol delivery. And I think that, first of all, guys, in the real world, you know, like this takes a minute to hire a lawyer, draft this, like that she might have been doing that all along. But I think she was not doing this. I think she was like, I know what happens because look at Nene and look at this one. And when you get a lawyer, that is the nail in the coffin. And I don't want the nail in the coffin. I think that, listen, I had Brandy on this podcast and I said this. I've said this. If I didn't say this, let me say it now. Because you never know what to expect the first time, right? I was blown away by the level of intelligence as a person Brandy had. Like, my takeaway from speaking to her one-on-one was, look, I don't think she's innocent. Yes, I think she gets drunk. I think she drinks too much. I think she changes. But I was shocked at, like, she wasn't difficult at all with me. She was on time. Like, it was very professional. Like, the talk was high level about how housewives work. I was like, wow, this girl is smarter than a lot of people give her credit for. So I think, to me, just my own analysis is like, she was probably trying to work on it. And like, look, all these other people are fucking afraid to blink an eye at Bravo because they dangle the carrot. Oh, maybe in 20 years you can get back on the show. No, girl, you were fired. They're never going to hire you back. So I love when someone's like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And wait, yeah, you haven't fucking returned my calls or emails for, oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. I'm really banned. I'm really done. I'm never going to be back. And then you're like, right, now I have nothing to lose. I would do the same thing. I would try to work it out with a big network of like, I want to come back, guys. But once the light went on, it would be like, I'm not the chump. Like, I'm okay to be canceled. Like, as a person, me, David, I would rather stick my hand in the fire than have you just dangle that carrot. Once I realized, ugh, there's no fucking carrot, guys. I'm not your fucking trained monkey. So I think that's what happened. And I think now she's like, I have nothing to lose and I don't care. And like, you're going to say, I mean, these are, if she did it, that's a thing. But if you didn't, you're letting this narrative about me perpetrate. How dare you? How dare you? And I am going to fucking sue you. So I thought this letter was brilliant and it covered so many points about the plying of alcohol and how Carolyn wanted it and asked for it, whether that's true or not. That's what a lawyer does. And that's where my, and I'm like, well played, Brandy, for now. Right. That's all.
Yes. Very well played. Yes.
And I just think, I don't know. I don't know what this means for Girls Trip 4, guys. Just buckle up. Okay. There we go.
I like that.
Sheena says that she thinks they're going to need bodyguards at the Vanderpump Rules reunion. The scandal. I think they will.
I I think they will. I think they should. It's going to be the highest rated three-part, four-part series ever. I can tell you, I love my girls from Potomac, but I can tell you from the first 30 seconds, it's going to be more interesting than that reunion, which was just so boring and so bad. So yeah, I think they should get bodyguards. They need bodyguards. They obviously have, you know, Sheena has Raquel's got the restraining order against Sheena. We think that was granted, right? We still don't have confirmation that was granted, although I feel like we do.
I think it was like injunctive relief, like a temporary restraining order. So it was granted. And now they have a hearing on the 23rd of March to see, you know, like, look, if you're really in danger, you get a temporary restraining order. It's like injunctive relief of like, it is granted. And now we have to have a hearing to say, like, is this valid? And like, is this a real restraining order that will go into the future? Or is this just was temporary and it's all bullshit? But I think the fact that it's granted temporarily means that they believed that Raquel was in enough danger based on the facts that she presented sure. that it was granted. So it is granted. It's just until the 23rd. And then, you know, Sheena's come out and said, you know, Sheena's lawyered up too. I love when people lawyer up because it's like the business side of it. I can't help it, guys. And so Sheena's lawyers come out and said, you know, this is all facts presented by a known liar and a fan and a girl desperate for fame. And we will find out the real truth on the 23rd. So that's the thing. Everyone gets so people hear what they want to hear because they're so invested. I'm invested in no one except, you know, these listeners. And so I like to just look, I don't know. I mean, can I really see Sheena? I mean, we had Peter on. Peter's like, yeah, I could see Sheena doing that. I don't know if I could. I mean, really. I mean, first of all, I don't blame Raquel. I mean, listen, if you took my fucking phone and you put your hands on my phone and you threw it, if anyone puts their hands on me, I would be doing the same thing Raquel is. So if this is true, you would be in serious trouble. Like, seriously, this is why I have no fear of anyone. You want to put your hands on me? Go ahead. I'd rather you not. Like, I don't want a black eye. I don't want to fall to the ground, but I ain't fighting you back. I'm going right to work. You're fucked if you ever put your hands on me. So if this happens and Raquel's lawyering up and has a restraining order, I would keep going. I would take the job away from the girl after 10 years. I would take every penny and be like, you and your fucking kid and your husband, go fucking move out of your house and live in the streets. Live in the streets. Oh, you put your hands on me, you go fucking live. You live in the streets and you rot in hell. And I don't care if I walk by you and your kid and your husband starving to death. I will literally not even throw you a penny. Honestly.
And Raquel might be that kind of person, because I thought it was very interesting with Peter and this whole Madrigal, who we obviously interviewed and, you know, been on the show for years, decade more manager at Sir. Peter, nobody is defending Raquel. You know, like if this happened to you and people said to me, well, what is David like? I mean, I would say, like, David's an amazing person. He's made a mistake, you know, kind of like what Schwartzy is saying about Sandoval. You know, I mean, Raquel doesn't have one friend, not one person is coming. I don't even think, like, okay, let's forget the cast of Vanderpump. How about just a friend of hers in real life? How about a sibling? How about somebody? I mean, Ariana's brother has spoken out. How about someone coming out and going, hey, 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 like, she is an incredible person who walks stray dogs on the weekends. And, you know, she's was at a low point. She's done this, but everybody needs to back the fuck off. This is a real human. Not one person has come forward to do that. And Peter had, like, nothing great. Now, of course, Peter's a scorned man. You know, I mean, he feels like he was used, and probably he was, as a date or two for this season of Vanderpump, and then, you know, discarded by Raquel, and, you know, he was a starter pony, which was a touching point for him.
He basically told her to go fuck herself on our show. Yeah. And I almost felt bad listening. Listen, Peter had a great time with us. I almost want to issue an apology. I almost want to issue an apology to Mr. Madrigal, because come up with these questions, but like, we were so focused on the Scandoval and Tom and Ariana and LVP. Like, the more Peter talked about the starter pony, I was like, yeah, sweetie, like, move on. Like, that's not why you're here. Like, I literally listened to the interview back, and like, Peter had a great time. He's not upset, but I listened back and I'm like, man, like I gave no attention to his being upset for being called a starter pony. Do you realize this?
Oh,
we were just like, okay, that's great, Peter. Like, you're not here for that. But really, you are here because, like, it is supposed to be about you. I'm like, forget about being a starter pony, babes. Like, we got to talk about, like, have you spoken to LVP? I'm like, man, like, I would like to apologize. He was very personally hurt.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to Mr. Madrigal. That was his second appearance, and he's a lovely gentleman. We're going to see him at Sir. So I am sorry when you were telling Raquel to go fuck herself on the podcast and you referred to the starter pony. Should have spent a little more time on that, Peter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was very hurt. But anyway, you know, we live and we learn. Peter can come back. Yeah.
So what were we saying? So yeah, you're right.
Kind of the latest in the Vanderpump, you know, like dynasty, right? I mean, you know, we're going to get more. I feel like I'm in good company. Andy Cohen was out with Anderson Cooper, his BFF, the other night. And Anderson was like, what's going on with Scandoval? And Andy's like, oh, I'll get you up to speed. And, you know, Cooper doesn't watch it either. You know, he's like, oh, I don't really know any of these people. But, you know, so I was like, thank you. Thank you, Anderson Cooper. I mean, what else is going on in that space? I mean,
well, I know you want to talk about Jax and Kristen and Brittany. Where do we begin? Now, listen, you know, I have a personal relationship with Jax in the real world. So
yeah, you two are close. He's on your page all the time. I love it.
He comments all the time on the page. Love Jax. Jax is another one. When I sat down to chat with him, I was blown away by how smart, business-minded, intelligent. I gotta be honest. You know, he's a smart businessman. And if this can get him into the Bravo sphere again for a paycheck, it just lends itself. Like, Jax doesn't, I mean, Jax can't stand Tom. Jax is not in this real world. I mean, he is, but I mean, Doty is the winner as far as the three, four, let's include Brittany, four terminated people. That Doty's really the one that rushed to Ariana's side. She didn't do it to get back on the show, but like, well played, Kristen Doty. Well played. You are filming now.
She's MVP. Not in. She's the MVP of the week for me, and Vicky Gumbelson is the MVP. Two people who I think have played the game genius. We'll talk about that. Vicky Gumbelson is basically back on RHOC after being fired, and they never wanted to bring Vicky back, and they have brought Vicky back. And I think Vicky has done something, I'll talk more about it, that I think Jill Zarin, I get Jill about equal pay, but Jill's just never been able to masterfully. Vicky played it so well, and so did Kristen.
This work year has been more stressful so far than any year I've had in a really long time, all because of this podcast. And you guys know I'm a workaholic, and I have such a hard time taking my mind off of work. But one thing that really has helped me is the mobile game Love and Pies. Now, I am not a gamer. I mean, you think of me, you don't think of a gamer, right? But it's not just that this game takes my mind off of work. It's that Love and Pies is related to our reality TV that we talk about here every day. There's more drama in this game and more intrigue than the shows that we watch. There's a woman named Amelia Green. You kind of play as her. She's a single mom. She moved to the countryside after a rough divorce. She discovers all these dark family secrets. Amelia's mom is missing. And the more you play, the more I play, I get sucked in and I just want to keep advancing. But don't take my word for it. More than 4.5 million people downloaded this game in the first year. And just in case you're wondering, it's free to download. So for a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play. Vicky is doing confessionals. Now, I don't think she's going to be full-time, but, you know, and were you going to be doing confessionals before this re-edit? So they're re-editing it. They must have enough Vicky on screen. And, you know, someone made this comment to me, and it's really true. Like, what's happening is RHOC, without dividing it into two shows and firing everyone, it's turning into Legacy. It's turning into RHOC Legacy before our very eyes.
Interesting.
Our very eyes. And yeah, we have Taylor, but she's an OG of BH, so that even counts. Throw that in there. I mean, Tamrat is speaking out now that we're getting close.
Tamrat. Tamrat doing amazing. Tamrat, another one fired from the brink of, like, no one cared about her. You know, non-existent to top-rated podcast, back on full-time, RHOC. I mean, Tamrat, actually, that's a great name for Tamrat because she is a rat. I mean, she holds on. Like, she can survive anything.
And I didn't come up with it, but I'm going to use it. These lovely listeners came up with it, but
Tamrat.
She is back. Listen, she's come out saying, you know, I came back with a vengeance, my secret ally, who would have ever expected. I became close with Emily Simpson. And again, I am cautiously optimistic about the OC.
Yeah,
look, we have Taylor. I mean, that's going to be interesting. Tamrat's interesting. My queen, Heather Dubrow, wonderful human being in real life. Vicky, I mean, I guess I should be excited about that.
I like Vicky. Vicky never, you know, because Vicky is, her personal life is constantly a disaster.
I like her. She just came on the podcast, opened her big fucking yamma here. You know, she talked about, you know, Lisa Rinna being rude to her at Andy's baby show. I said, who was rude to you? Lisa Rinna. Well, guess what? I was on Wendy Williams because of that. And the viral press for 2 weeks, Vicky Gumbelson couldn't handle. Girl, you're a fucking OG. You know, if you're opening your trap and you talk about Lisa fucking Rinna being rude to you at the Andy's baby shower, we're going to make Wendy Williams. And you don't like it? Too fucking bad. So Vicky, I don't have anything against her. I don't have anything. Yeah, what you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? I don't have anything against her, but she's not thrilled to come back on my podcast.
Well, Vicky, come back. Vicky, it's all love here, you know?
And by the way, once you don't come back, I don't have a use for you. I don't know why that's so rude. I don't have a use for you. You're not my friend. This is like, unlike, you're not in my head. Like, I don't need you to be my fucking friend. I care about the listeners, not you. So if you're not going to come on this podcast, then I don't give a fuck. Then I will say whatever I want.
David, that's not good. You might, you're making him feel a little too disposable. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I think you got to care a little, David. You know?
I mean, I care about, do I? They fuck you over, Sarah. They fuck you over. I care about someone. I care about the people that come back, like Heather Dubrow, Meredith Marks. I can keep Gertie from
side
OC,
note.
Alexia. Yes.
We have to do, I say, I want our listeners to vote. I think once a month we should do a pop culture podcast that has nothing to do with Housewives. You know, do you think Wendy Williams is saying that she is going to have a podcast? Do you think it's really going to happen? Because you know, that would be in our space if she really comes back with one. I mean, that would be enormous. She will be number one, which I don't want anyone else to launch any more podcasts because we're doing so well.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone else to lodge one, but it's now been going on, I think, a year. They've said, do you think she is launching a podcast?
It's Wendy's situation makes me sad because I agree with you. She's so good at this.
She's the queen. Yeah.
She could do just what she does on the show. Start, give 5 minutes or whatever, hot topics. And then have a guest and people would go on her big names. I mean, she didn't exactly have huge names on her show, but she could get real guests and she would be great. Yes. But
she couldn't get big names. She ended up getting bigger names towards the end, but you know, she was really, it started with the Whitney Houston comment, I'm sure years ago, you know, basically she and Whitney got into it because I think she was one of the first people to accuse Whitney Houston on the radio of using crack cocaine, which turned out to be true. But at the time you never said that. And, you know, she's also the one that confronted Portia de Rossi on the red carpet and basically said, I know you're gay. And then Portia de Rossi like hightailed it out. So anyhow, she couldn't get big names because she didn't play by the rules.
Trailblazer.
And then towards the end of her career, because I think she'd established herself so well and she had such a strong audience, she was getting bigger names because they wanted to go on and promote whatever they were had. But she never really had huge names because she would tell whatever.
But you know what?
In Hollywood was going on, was really going on.
That's what the genius Howard Stern does. And he gets the biggest names ever. Courtney Cox does his show. Jennifer Aniston. I mean, everybody does.
But
he
did an enormous 180 about a decade ago. Like right when the timing was right. Right when, you know, everybody kind of the height of like Perez Hilton and everybody got tired of that sort of celebrity teardown. He did a complete 180 leaned on his therapist. I love Howard, but you know, he got into therapy. He'd been going to therapy for a while, but he really did this reincarnation of Howard Stern, of a kinder, softer, you know, Howard. And
he's the best at the business. He's literally the best. He is literally the greatest that has ever existed in the history of anything is Mr. Howard Stern, the GOAT. As Erica says, the fucking GOAT about Lisa Rinna. Speaking of which, so then we have to talk about for Beverly Hills for a minute. But Jodi played it well. She is back. Look, her name is not in the credit. She's not a cast member this season. I don't think Kristen just mics up, you know, for a dollar. So I think there was money in her bank account now from this. And Jodi's played it well. And next season, girl, next season when those credits start, we might see, we're not sure. We might see Jodi. I mean, imagine that first scene. She's going to walk in and just be like, I mean, forget this breakup between Tom and Ariana. I want to see a scene. I want it to be filmed at Sir. And I want Tom to be sitting there and Lisa to be like, listen, darling, we have, you know, there's someone that wants to speak to you. I need you just to like sit here and we're just going to hash this out. Okay. And Tom thinks he's having a meeting with Lisa and Lisa's like, I'll be right back, darling. And then you look at like the feet, the same way Heather Dubrow entered when she returned to her big mansion last season and said, I'm back. You have to just follow the feet. And she walks in and she's like walking and they pan up and you see Jodi. And then there's a server there and she's like, I'll have a Pinot Grigio. And then she sits down and then Tom says, oh, Jesus Christ, Kristen. And she's like, shut up. We're going to talk. That's what I want to see.
And you probably will. I think
yes, they're going to have Kristen consoling Ariana, blah, 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 blah. Great. I want to see that scene I just described. And then as Kristen's leaving, James Kennedy walks in and she's like, get out of my way. And James is like, Kristen? And then drop the mic. Okay, well, Beverly Hills, there's a lot of, the girls are still in Vegas filming and people are saying a lot of things. A, where the fuck are the newbies?
They're not allowed to be in the photo. They're there.
Fine. B, Erica, come out wherever you are. Just don't follow in Kyle's footsteps. Just admit that you're on the Ozempic or the Mounjaro like David is.
I know she's so on Ozempic.
Girl, it ain't bad. Guess now, let me just tell you, now that I'm in like month whatever, I'm like 95% good. Side effects only 5% of the time. I ain't sick anymore. Okay, let's move on. It's not about me. So they're saying that. And three, they're saying, Houston, is this thing on? We got a problem. People are saying it looks really fucking boring. It looks really boring, everyone's saying. They're in Vegas. They had Crystal's birthday party. Where's the drama? And four, Nicolette Sheridan has thrown herself into the mix. Guys, she's not. I know. She's not.
Why is she not a contender?
She's just, I'm sorry. I think for where the show is, they consider her too old. I'm sorry. That is what I think in my mind. In my mind. I don't think that. I will say it again. I like housewives to be in their 50s and to be in their 60s. I don't like them in their 30s. I don't think that is the, but look, we have Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda on New Jersey and they're doing great. I just think they want to hire someone that they can be with for 10 years the same way. Like Danielle Cabral to me is like, we're watching Teresa 2.0 be born right before our eyes. That like, I mean, Danielle's mother is like the same age as like Teresa basically. And like, they have like 10, 15 years now with this girl. She's really a superstar. So I just think I love Nicolette Sheridan. I love everything about it. I love, you know, Desperate Housewives. I love Knots Landing. I think she's great. I mean, I just think she's too old for what they are looking. It's sad. I'm not proud of this statement, but I don't work for Bravo, so I'm not in charge of casting. I just think it's not what they're looking for. But I love her.
I would agree with you. But then you look at, I don't know, you look at Vicky Gumbelson back, you look at.
But that's different. That's like, she's back.
I don't know. I almost feel like age doesn't matter if they can really bring the interesting but drama.
Can she? I mean, Rinna's gone.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, why her as opposed to, you know.
I do think how, and you know, Garcelle's been doing all kinds of publicity and basically saying good luck, good riddance. You know, Rinna did a great job for a while, but we're moving on. Thank God. I agree. What? Tell me what drama. Because, you know, I think from what I'm reading, the women are going to be against Erica. They want Erica gone. Maybe that could be good. Maybe. I don't know.
And what does that mean? Dorit's against her. Kyle's against her. Is this real? Is Kyle going to speak up and grow balls? Does Dorit have balls? I mean, I think, you know.
They could, maybe.
Like, to me, if it's everyone against Erica and you make Erica the villain, I mean, is that really, didn't we see that already? Like,
who else is going to be the villain? I mean, the only I can think of is, you know, is Crystal, we'd said this a while ago, are Crystal's so-called friends, these 17 friends that apparently like stopped being friends with her. And then of course that was like, not true, an exaggerated number. You know, are some of those friends on the show kind of like what we saw with Mia Thornton on RHOP and her friend Jacqueline? I mean, are we getting a friend? And like you've always said, there's so much more to Crystal. Are we going to get a lot more about Crystal that we are just going to be, you know, jaws? I don't know.
To me, the two villains that could, they would have a great season, and they both need a great season, are Dorit and Crystal. Dorit and Crystal both need to step it up right now. Honestly, like, that's what I think. I think if one of them just said, like, it's my season, like, let me do something, and just, I think they both have it in them. That's the thing. I think they both have it in them. It's like, I mean, Garcelle, we've seen be a victim. Garcelle ain't afraid, and we've seen Sutton be a victim. I mean, be like the like villain. Like, Sutton can easily speak up. We've seen it. We've seen Garcelle speak up. It's just, to me, Kyle's not going to do it, nor does she need to. She's protected. I think Dorit and Crystal, all eyes are on them. I think they are the two weak links in this core cast. Without even starting filming, I can tell you the two names that make the most sense to be on the chopping block next season would be Crystal and Dorit. So it's like, one of you just finds it in you to step up and you'll have a great season. And I don't know, does Rinna being fired scare people? Does scare them? I bet you Dorit is shaking in her boots. Like, I don't want to stick my neck out. I don't want to get fired.
I don't know. I mean, I do think there are newbies, like I've said all along. They're not in the photos. I mean, if it turns out I'm wrong and there are no newbies, I don't know. I mean, they'd have to bring it in such a spectacular way.
And five, there's no way they're going to do it with five. I mean, that's the kiss of death, right? That's all we have is Garcelle, Sutton, Erica, Dorit, Kyle. And okay, we have six. But, and by the way, I mean, I know she doesn't come till later usually. Where the fuck is Kathy Hilton? I mean, she's all over the Versace opening with Paris, and Paris's book is coming out.
Isn't it amazing how much Kathy loves fame? I love how much Kathy Hilton, who doesn't need it, loves fame. Every red carpet she can get on. She's, I love Kathy. I mean, that's the other thing, right? I think Kathy is filming with them and is probably on a lot of these trips and stuff, but I think you're not seeing Kathy, you know. The thing is like, why are they going to allow Dorit or Crystal to announce anything on their fucking Instagrams? They're not. That's why you're seeing the generic, the boring six. Not that they're boring. I love all those women. But, you know, you're seeing, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You think LVP and Garcelle are good friends. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a scene filmed with LVP. LVP is really back in the Bravo, you know, universe. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of surprises.
To your point, I mean, did we really have anything leaked last year before Aspen, which came towards the end? Like, in the beginning, did we have anything leaked? No, I think we might have thought the same thing, right? At this point last year, that it was going to be boring again.
Yeah, I mean, I think. And then
Listen, I just watched Potomac. And I mean, and now we have all these other things coming up, like, I'm really hoping Beverly Hills keeps their stamina going. I hope they keep their stamina going. You know, I still think Beverly Hills and Jersey were the great two of these past rounds. I think Jersey is having not as good a season as normal, but it's such a necessary transition season that, like, Danielle and Rachel are the future of the show, and Melissa will be gone after this season. And, like, this is the transition New Jersey season that we need. Like, it's, Jersey will look nothing like this. Again, everyone says, why didn't you talk Jersey? I talk it ad nauseum on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, and I don't mind doing it here. I'm not purposely trying to not get to it. We just, you and I get so sidetracked.
I know we do. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, we didn't even get to, we have to wrap up, but we didn't even get to Jen Shaw's statements. But don't worry, there'll be many more. We can do a whole show on that. But I don't know that people care. You know, the visceral disdain for her over these, you know, stupid, foolish, you know, I can't believe I'm in jail. I know I'm here, but I can't believe it. Again, you know, she writes 18 pages and there's two sentences about the victims, bullshit. Every week she should highlight one of the victims and say, hey, Penny Puckett, who we've talked about ad nauseum, I plan to get you the $20,000 that I owe you back by doing X, Y, or Z. Guys, here's Penny's Etsy, you know, thing. And of course, people are going to be like, fuck you, you pay her back. We're not paying her. But I mean, at least it's like highlighting these individuals that were completely scammed. She's such a narcissistic piece of shit. And I'll rant about that next time.
And don't get me wrong. Like, if you're in jail for, even Teresa, I would have understood it. If you're in jail for like a year or 9 months, I understand having someone run your social media, because the world will basically be the same when you get out and you want to keep your followers. It's like, girl, it's 6.5 years. So why are you having someone run your social media and putting these things out? You can't read. I mean, you don't have your phone in your cell under your blanket. So you can't read what people are saying. So it's like, why do you care? Why do you care about reaching out to your followers? Like, that is narcissistic, because you're not getting a response. So in your head, you're doing this for some sort of like, and by the way, like, what is, she said her best friend's name was K-Chain or K-Cup or K-Pack, and but right, like, you know, she's like, I went and, you know, today was breakfast. I had a piece of toast, an apple. I saved the instant oatmeal for later, and I had two crackers with cheese. Girl, what did you think it was going to be in prison?
It's so stupid. It's the dumbest shit. And of course, she's turned her comments off on her Instagram, so nobody can comment. So of course, you know, Bravo groups are recommenting, reposting, and then everybody is weighing in. She's such a piece of shit. And again, I used to think the Chrisleys were more pieces of shit. Now I think she is. I know.
I've always said she's literally the worst piece of shit.
The worst piece of shit. And
by the way, right. And then also that whole thing where she's like, you know, detailing like her goodbyes to her children. And girl,
what'd you think? I don't know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. You know, it's like, yeah, you didn't think about this. That's the narcissism with her. It's like, you didn't think about your children who need you. You dumb fuck. I say this every time, because some people give me crap. Like, why are you so angry? Like, you shouldn't be so angry towards these people. I'm like, this wasn't a person who robbed a Target at gunpoint because they needed the money because their child had cancer. This is a person for nearly a decade who crafted this scam on people like Penny Puckett, a mid-American person who had to sell her home, has no money left, is 70 years old in retirement because Penny believed that the last $40,000 she had, she could make her Etsy business bigger and a go. I mean, this is not a person this person for Jen Shaw for seven, eight years, the FBI was watching her when she signed her narcissistic ass up to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This person was at this for a very long time. She's such a piece of shit. And I'm glad to see people come around. And again, she uses the Quran as a crutch, and she uses social issues like Black Lives Matter. It's disgusting, as, you know, oh, I'm a champion. You are not. That is such a distraction. If you were a champion, again, you'd be highlighting every single victim every single day. To this day, ask Penny Puckett. You guys can find her on Facebook. She has never heard from Jen Shaw, Stewart, anybody else that scammed her. She's never heard from Jen's attorneys, like a letter from them. The only people that she's ever been in contact with is like Better Business Bureau, who, like, I think got her $13,000 back. You can go and listen to our interview. That's it. Never heard from Coach, never heard from anybody, you know.
And it's totally performative allyship. If you're like this and that, like, girl, people that really want to help, you know, BLM and you know, you're, you know, I came from Hawaii and all this. They do it very, very quietly. Girl, they don't do it in fucking, look at me. I'm stand for the cause. Give me a fucking break. And by the way, I think she can't profit from it, because that's just what happened to Ghislaine Maxwell. And she was thrown in that solitary confinement because she gave an interview and they found out she got money for it. They threw her in solitary for like
Good.
4 days.
I know. These people are fucking criminals. And then they're shocked that, you know, it's the same. And I feel for the Chrisley kids, right?
Yes.
But, you know, Savannah came out too. Oh my God, my mom is being mistreated in prison. It's cold. It's freezing at night. It's so hot during the day. They have no temperature control. It's like, guys, it's what the fuck do you, I mean, you know, they act completely shocked that they're being treated with less stellar than, you know, conditions. It's like, and again, I feel for Savannah. Savannah's trying to hold it down for that whole family, but the parents are so dumb. And then they're like shocked that they aren't, you know, this is
like
luxury.
You like need to go, right? As it is, I look at all these places and I'm like, half of them look like fine to me. I actually think the conditions are too nice. Everyone's in a camp. You commit commit a white collar crime. I don't understand. Like, I've always said this, all of them, that Martha Stewart, what's his name? The one, the worst one that took everyone from New York, Madoff. I mean, I don't understand. You steal like millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, which I never believe. Yeah. Show it all. I believe you steal millions of dollars and then you hide plenty of it. And then you get caught and then you go to a camp and then you get out. And guess what? When no one's looking, you access your $9 million and your life goes up. No one's life seems so skid row. I mean, yes, Madoff committed suicide and Ruth.
Well, yeah, both his sons died. I mean, you know, Ruth right. is by herself completely. Right. Yeah. Which one is, son committed suicide. Yeah, I mean.
But you know what I mean? Like then, like when you.
Bernie died of, didn't he have like cancer?
Oh, he did? I thought he committed suicide. I don't even know. But well, like, you look at like, suicide. Oh, I thought Bernie did too. You look at like Martha Stewart, who I worked for. I worked for her, you know, like they get out. And listen, I love Martha. I have a thing where I love Martha, you know, and I, but like they get out and it's like, their life is just fine. So, I mean, like
kidney
really.
Kidney failure.
Oh, you're right. But again, I still feel 6.5 years. I know it's a long time and everything. You still, Jen Shah's getting out in her 50s. Now, I know Peter on our podcast said that he doesn't want to be 50 years old and working at Sir with a cane. First of all, I don't know how old Peter is. It doesn't look so far off from 50. Let me just say that. Second of all, people that are 50 don't have canes. That's extremely young. Jen Shah's going to be out at 50-something. You have your life ahead of you. For everyone listening who thinks 50 is old, you got a lot of time left, guys, if you're lucky. I mean...
Okay, I have to love you and leave you, by the way. I don't want to make this sound like I'm a Jen Shah here, but I'm going to church. So,
But mind you, Sarah, before we go... Just remember, as you are in church, just remember, if anyone asks you if you see Mary Cosby or anyone asks you for extra money, you say no, you say no, it's no. And just remember, we are amidst a scandal. So I want you to have a good week and to just hold on to yourself because we have a scandal amongst us and we are covering the scandal here in depth because that is what these people want, Sarah.
People want. All right. Bye, David. I love you.
Love you. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me
and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.